I want to thank you for joining us as together we are making our way through Scripture. We're in the second book of the Bible, Exodus chapter 4, verse 13. Moses is speaking, and here's what he says. But Moses said, "Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else." Let's do a little word association, okay? What comes to your mind when you hear the name Moses? When I think of Moses, I think of courage. Confronting Pharaoh is not for the weak of heart. Or leader, leading Israel out of slavery and across the Red Sea. Or Ten Commandments, just God and Moses on that mountain. With all that, somehow Exodus 4:13 doesn't seem to fit into the picture of a great leader, does it? Oh, Lord, please send someone else. That was Moses' first response to God's call. God said, I want you to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Moses said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to pass. I am happy where I am. I'd rather not be stretched. I like my schedule. I'm content with the comfort of my life. What you're asking me to do, it's a little bit risky. If it's all the same to you, Lord, let Charlton Heston play someone else in the movie. This response did not make God happy, unless I'm missing the meaning of the phrase, the Lord's anger burned against Moses. So here's a question. Is there anything God is calling you to do that you're just resisting? Anything you're ignoring or putting off? Maybe it's a life calling or a career change, a new focus in life. Dealing with a sinful pattern. I mean, really dealing with a sinful pattern. Dealing with an emotional scar. Getting help with your brokenness. Getting involved in a ministry. Are you reluctant to follow God's call? Why? Look at what God did with Moses' reluctant heart and think of what he could do with yours. Father, forgive us for resisting your call and ignoring your instruction. Change our reluctant hearts to responsive ones. In Jesus' name, amen.